So good and truth, so just another way of framing it. So good and truth are the Lord himself. And so the Lord is omnipresent. So good and truth is fully present. The problem is evil and falsity is in the way of being able to experience that good and truth. So our job is to look to see what arises, to recognize the quality of what is evil and false, look to the Lord to shun that, and then good and truth become more and more visible for us. But we're always in appearances, you know, like we never get the pure good, the divine good or the divine truth, right? Because we're finite. So we're all, even the highest angels, infinitely below the Lord in terms of their understanding. So it's about working with the truths that we have in accordance with the understanding that we have. If we do that, then the Lord can lead us into clearer understanding and clearer sense of what is good moving forward. So, but we have to be applying it. If we don't apply it, won't open up. So enlightenment is only in terms of what's required of us is only possible if we're willing to apply. And it's the application that is charity. The application of truths to our life, that is charity. And when we apply it, it is a good. The reason something is true is because it is good. That's what makes it true. Love is what is true. If anything is true, then it speaks of love. That's the only thing, that's what makes it true.